Yeah, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So, wow. Listen, breaking news right now. Let me just go ahead and just jump on the breaking news real quick. So, first of all, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell did come out and do a press conference just a little while ago, like within the last hour, I believe. The Fed has determined to go ahead and hike the interest rates again. They're going up another 0.75 points. You know, there was some concern they might go as high as a point altogether. But, yeah, 0.75, Fed hikes the interest rate. Inflation, of course, has been soaring. I don't know. We're going to hear the new report sometime soon about where inflation is. It was 9.1% last we heard. Well, this is an attempt by the Fed to try and stifle inflation by basically stymieing some consumer spending. And by doing that, they're having to raise interest rates. So the hope is that they don't get carried away, raise the rate to such a degree that it creates a more of a burden on society than a help. So, if you are out there looking to buy a house or to do something that had an interest rate attached to it, I hope you're locked in because rates are going up as we speak. I mean, I can remember, Boomer, I know you did real estate some, but I can remember just 6 months ago, I was as an attorney, I was closing loans with people coming in the twos.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just my family and I, we were crazy, and God's been doing some crazy stuff in our lives. But we actually bought a house about it was a year ago in August, and we had just got it right above, barely above three. And now, after we sold in Tennessee and here, I'm like, oh my word, I better go buy a house today because this is gonna kill me.
That's the thing. I think people are trying to lock their rates immediately before they actually hit the market. I think the lowest one I saw, and of course they had to, and this is the way they do it, they had to buy some points basically. But I think I saw someone come in at 2.45. I mean, that's amazing. That's like, just about getting it interest free at that point. But not no mo. We're going to be seeing them in the fours and up to fives. And if you're a high risk loan, you're going to have more trouble. So, yep, the Fed is raising the rate another 0.75. Here's the other breaking story that just happened right as we were about to go on the air. The Biden administration, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, gave one of his deer in the headlights press conferences. He always looks lost. Every time I see him do a press conference, he looks like he hates his job. I mean, like, okay, here I am. Let me talk to you. That's the way he comes across. It's like, okay, you are so inspiring, dude, Secretary of State. I hope that the foreign nations that have to deal with you don't see you the same way we're seeing you on the camera. Anyway, the White House has made a trade deal to get two Americans who have been jailed over there in Russia back. They're offering to trade a Russian arms dealer who we've had in prison for a while for WNBA star Brittany Griner and the other guy, Timothy Whalen, who has been in prison there. I'm sorry, Paul Whalen. Who has been there for quite a while. So this is a breaking story still to be developed. I don't know what else may be attached to this, what other stringers there are, but here we are negotiating with Russia in the midst of, by the way, providing arms for a war against Russia, in the midst of providing sanctions that are, designed to help cripple Russia's economy. And oh, by the way, we're hoping that they'll trade with us so we can get some Americans back that shouldn't have been jailed in the first place, but they are. Anyway, there's that. Two pieces of breaking news. We keep track of them. If things break while we're on the air, we'll just tell you about it. It's what we do here at Right Side Radio. By the way, we've gotten, it seems to be going pretty well. People are getting used to the fact that we have a new phone number. You know, I spent a year on the air now with a different phone number, but once we syndicated the show and we're broadcasting into multiple stations across the state, well, we built our own studio. We basically produce the entire show ourselves, and then we send it out to the stations. But we also, by doing that, we have to have our own phone number. So we got our own, it's kind of cool, really, our own toll-free number, 833-687-4448. You want to call the show, that's the number, 833-687-4448. Here's how you remember it better, 833-68-RIGHT. Oh, yeah. 833-68-RIGHT. The underlying secret for why 6-8, I was asked that. Phil, where'd the 6-8 come from? Well, I had to have some digits on there. It didn't fit to have, you know, right side or something. So it's 833. I had a 68 Mustang in high school. Thank you very much. And we are right. So 833-68-RIGHT, that's the number. You want to call in today, we'll be glad to take those calls, as always. I love this audience, man. We just... Boomer, you're getting used to the audience. I hope you're gathering what a cool batch of people we have. A bunch of right side ruffians that are out there with good opinions.
I mean, they're awesome.
I mean, just daily, right?
Daily. Every time that we get a call in and stuff, and I get to talk to them before we put on the air, they're amazing.
Yeah, they are. There's some of them that I swear when they call in, I'm thinking, yep, you could host the show. But anyway, that's that. Hey, a lot of stuff happening on that podcast. By the way, I mean that website we've got, rightsideradio.org. The podcast just spiked yesterday. So thank you to all of you who recognize that we not only broadcast live 2 to 5 every single day, but we take the show, we break it down into manageable segments, and we put it out there in every form of podcasting known to man. You can find it on rightsideradio.org. And yeah, yesterday, like over 500 or something downloads in one day. So we literally passed, we're at what, 65,300 downloads now? Sweet. And then there's always a fact, too, that we are now live streaming the show. I am actually having to dress for video instead of dressing for radio, but that's okay. All right, folks, taking a break. We're going to come right back. Number one of the Triple Dipper, When Government Goes Woke. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.